Nearly 800 illegal immigrants arrested in Florida in 4 days, ICE says. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, working in conjunction with local law enforcement in Florida, have arrested nearly 800 illegal immigrants across the state in the past 4 days, the agency announced April 26. While ICE has routinely conducted immigration enforcement operations throughout the United States, the agency referred to Florida's effort, dubbed Operation Tidal Wave, as a first-of-its-kind effort pairing federal immigration authorities with state and local law enforcement resources. In their Saturday press statement, ICE pitched other law enforcement agencies on the idea of working with the agency, linking to a page promoting the 287 program. The 287 program grants local law enforcement agencies access to ICE resources and provides them with funding for immigration enforcement training. Participating law enforcement agencies may then identify and process removable illegal immigrants already booked in their jails and detention facilities, enforce some limited federal immigration authorities during their routine police duties, and join ICE agents serving arrest warrants. This is a warning to all criminal illegal aliens. We're coming for you, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem wrote in an X post on Saturday, coinciding with the arrest operations. ICE and our state partners will hunt you down, arrest, and deport you. That's a promise. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also touted the arrest operations. Florida is leading the nation in active cooperation with the Trump administration for immigration enforcement and deportation operations, the Republican governor wrote in an X post April 26. Since taking office in January, President Donald Trump has ramped up illegal immigration arrest and deportation operations. ICE reported arresting some 308 illegal immigrants on Trump's first full day back in office in January. Some ICE arrest and deportation efforts have focused on illegal immigrants and individuals accused of engaging in additional criminal activities or maintaining criminal affiliations while residing in the United States. Recent deportation efforts have also targeted international students residing in the United States who have engaged in pro-Palestinian protests and activism, some of which federal authorities have argued have crossed into support for terrorism. Some of these deportation efforts have met with criticism and legal challenges. Last week, a U.S. federal judge ordered the U.S. government to enable a 20-year-old Venezuelan native to return to the United States after he was deported to El Salvador. Last week, the FBI also arrested Hannah Dugan, a circuit judge from Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, on allegations she tried to obstruct and mislead immigration authorities seeking to arrest a previously deported Mexican national, Eduardo Flores Ruiz. Ruiz was later arrested by federal agents after a foot chase outside the court where he had appeared for domestic violence charges, the affidavit said. On Saturday, U.S. District Judge Terry Doughty of Louisiana raised concerns that federal authorities had deported a 2-year-old U.S. citizen to Honduras alongside her illegal immigrant mother without sufficient due process. Doughty ordered a May 16 hearing to examine the matter further. An attorney for a Cuban-born woman named Heidi Sanchez also raised concerns on Saturday after Sanchez, who married a U.S. citizen while on a document known as an I-220B, requiring periodic check-ins with ICE officials, was deported from Florida last week. Sanchez's attorney, Claudia Canizares, noted Sanchez is the mother of a 1-year-old girl who is still breastfeeding. Canizares said she filed to contest Sanchez's deportation order on April 24, but learned her client had already been removed from the country by then.